So I think everyone's going to be familiar with Jung and how he characterises neurosis as this painful lack of a feeling of wholeness, that it's remedied through a spiritual self-healing, and it's a self-healing that brings the expression and emergence of a truer self. It's quite a refreshing take, isn't it, on something that I think we, on the most part, want to be rid of as quickly as possible. But what's really interesting is when you start reading Kierkegaard, and you can detect in Kierkegaard the same sense, sometimes even similar ways of speaking. We speak about Kierkegaard speaks of the self that is at war with itself as a despair of defiance. Oh no, sorry, that's a despair of weakness. It's a refusal to be the self that you are. Kierkegaard's not speaking in terms of neurosis. He's using terms anxiety, angst. It's got a lot of despair. You know, we could do a whole podcast on the different forms of despair. You know, there's a lot of them. But there is this sense in Kierkegaard that in our anxiety, we are not our true selves. Rather, it's through our anxiety that we become ourselves. So where Kierkegaard and Jung are united is in this feeling that we don't cure neurosis. It's a neurosis that cures us. I say neurosis, but of course, I'm referring here in Kierkegaard to when he's talking about anxiety and despair. So, it links them so deeply, because this anxiety, this restlessness that Kierkegaard talks so much about and at such great length, it defines our very being, this existential restlessness. You know, this is so vital for life. In the same way that Jung's neurosis, really, it's an opportunity for us. It's an opportunity for self-awareness and self-awakening. So the roots of our distress, they both see as laying in these undeveloped potentialities that we have. So they're sharing this view that despair is not the illness. You know, this is part of the process. It's self-deceptions that are the illness, and that too many of us are in despair of being the self that we are. And this is something that Kierkegaard and Jung are both absolutely agreed upon, you know, that they each live in an age where too many people are in despair of being themselves. And that individuals must willingly choose to be themselves. Well, Jung says, thank heaven he could make up his mind to be neurotic, we find Kierkegaard saying, hurry up and despair, you'll find no happiness until you do so. Pleasure disappoints, but possibility never. So coming back to this sense of existential restlessness, this vital sign of life, Kierkegaard speaks of it as an inner longing for God that constantly disturbs the relationship between body and soul. So I think whether we call this existential restlessness, angst, anxiety, neurosis, what Kierkegaard and Jung are urging us to do is to understand our distress through the lens of undeveloped potential. You know, so we must suffer and we must will to learn from our suffering, because it's making accessible a self-awareness that marks the beginning of an authentic selfhood.